India is not cooperating with Canada on the latter's investigation into the killing of a Sikh separatist last year, the United States alleged Tuesday. When it comes to the Canadian matter, we have made clear that the allegations are extremely serious and they need to be taken seriously. We wanted to see the government of India cooperate with Canada in its investigation. Obviously, they have not chosen that path, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters at his daily news conference. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had a day earlier alleged that officials of the Indian government were involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar last June in Surrey. The RCMP has clear and compelling evidence that agents of the government of India have engaged in, and continue to engage in, activities that pose a significant threat to public safety. This includes clandestine information gathering techniques, coercive behavior targeting South Asian Canadians, and involvement in over a dozen threatening and violent acts, including murder. This is unacceptable, Trudeau alleged. Rejecting the allegations, India not only called back its High Commissioner from Canada but also expelled six of its diplomats from New Delhi. Since Prime Minister Trudeau made certain allegations in September 2023, the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with the government of India, despite many requests from our side. This latest step follows interactions that have again witnessed assertions without any facts. This leaves little doubt that on the pretext of an investigation, there is a deliberate strategy of smearing India for political gains, the Ministry of External Affairs said. Prime Minister Trudeau's hostility to India has long been in evidence. In 2018, his visit to India, which was aimed at currying favor with a vote bank, rebounded to his discomfort. His cabinet has included individuals who have openly associated with an extremist and separatist agenda regarding India. His naked interference in Indian internal politics in December 2020 showed how far he was willing to go in this regard, it said, that his government was dependent on a political party, whose leader openly espouses a separatist ideology vis in a grave, vis India, only aggravated matters. Under criticism for turning a blind eye to foreign interference in Canadian politics, his government has deliberately brought in India in an attempt to mitigate the damage, and this latest development targeting Indian diplomats is now the next step in that direction. It is no coincidence that it takes place as Prime Minister Trudeau is to depose before a Commission on Foreign Interference. It also serves the anti-India separatist agenda that the Trudeau government has constantly pandered to for narrow political gains, the Minister of External Affairs said. India said the Trudeau government has consciously provided space to violent extremists and terrorists to harass, threaten and intimidate the Indian diplomats and community leaders in Canada. This has included death threats to them and to Indian leaders. All these activities have been justified in the name of freedom of speech. Some individuals who have entered Canada illegally have been fast-tracked for citizenship. Multiple extradition requests from the government of India in respect of terrorists and organized crime leaders living in Canada have been disregarded, it said. The United States refrained from commenting on the India-Canada diplomatic row. I don't have any comment on that. But as we've said before, they're serious allegations. And we have wanted to see India take them seriously and cooperate with Canada's investigation. They have chosen an alternate path, Miller said.